And now, unprecedented access to one of America's premier motorsports organizations. SiriusXM NASCAR Radio's Dialed In with Claire Bilain and Roush Fenway Racing invite you to come inside
Jack's Garage.
An exclusive behind-the-scenes look at Roush Fenway Racing.
Before the cars hit the track
and the crews hit the pit, everyone convenes in Jack's Garage. Here's Claire Bilain. Welcome to Jack's Garage.
Welcome to Jack's Garage. I mean, it's so cool because I told you things come around, right? And remembering Alan Kulwicki and then thinking of Ty Majeski, he was a rising 21-year-old racing star from Seymour, Wisconsin. He won the inaugural Kulwicki Cup for his performance during the 2015 season. And he was among the first class of seven drivers to represent the Kulwicki Driver Development Program and participate in the season-long competition back in 2015. Now, it is great to say that Ty Majeski will make his first NASCAR Xfinity Series start of 2018, his first career start at Bristol Motor Speedway, this weekend in Roush Fenway's famed number 60 Ford. As part of Sonny D's Bristol weekend takeover, the number 60 Mustang will carry the majestic blue and orange colors that have proven a fan favorite over the past three seasons. Majeski has never raced at this oval of Bristol, but he tested a few weeks ago here, and he has spent a great deal of time off track preparing himself for this weekend. Let's start with Ty Majeski. We also have Paul Andrews, will join us in just a bit, the former crew chief of Alan Kulwicki. But Ty Majeski, let's go to him first. Ty, talk to me. How much did that mean to you to be a Kulwicki development driver? This on the night that Alan Kulwicki was in the airplane crash and didn't get to Bristol, and then you come this weekend and obviously making your debut. It seems to come full circle. I'm sure he'd be very proud of you.
Yeah, you know, first of all, I can't thank everybody at FS1 enough for giving me the opportunity to do that short piece on him on Race Hub. That was really cool for me, and I wasn't alive when it happened, but just going back and thinking about it, I mean, it made me choke up tonight watching that piece. They did a really good job on it, and to be associated with a guy like Alan is really cool, and I looked up to him and what he did, and I pursued my engineering degree. And a lot of that was because of him and what he did. And it's really good for a young up and coming driver to look up to, because Alan did it his way. He went to school, got his engineering degree, and I had to find a way to separate myself from all the other drivers, and that was a good way of doing it.
Right, and I know the piece they did on you was about you and Paul Andrews and the group going back to the race shop and talking about it. What do you want to carry on from that as you roll into this weekend?
Alan was a great race car driver, and he took his knowledge from engineering school and applied it to his race car. And that's what I try and do. I try and be as good as I can in communicating with my engineer, with my crew chief. I try and have some input on the adjustments that we make. As a race car driver, you're always better knowing what you're actually racing, and being able to communicate with my crew chief and my engineer can set me apart from what some other drivers can do.
So you'll be in the 60 Mustang this weekend. You get to Bristol, you're so excited, and you'll have Sonny D on board, and then you've been watching what the 60 run all year. How have you been preparing since you've never been on this track? You did test here, but not racing. That's a different thing, but still the test will help.
Yes, the test was the way NASCAR restricts testing these days, it's so important and beneficial for a whole organization to go and test anytime they can. And Chase Briscoe was also there testing as well. So that was really big for our organization to go there and get some laps, not only for Chase and I, but for the team as well, to try different ideas that they may have had. So it was a very, very good test. Really excited to get the Sonny D Ford Mustang up there this weekend, and hopefully we can get it running smooth and sweet, just like Sonny D.
I know that you've been iRacing and on the Ford simulator. What does that lend you that you know, and what do you still not know about Bristol, having tested and been on the simulators, but not having raced here?
Yeah, the Ford simulator is great. So is iRacing.com. You know, I use both of those a lot just to try and shorten my learning curve. You know, iRacing and the Ford simulator are good for really getting to know the racetrack. And now that I've tested there, I've been able to get to know the racetrack. Now the next step is racing around race cars, and that's a whole other thing in itself. Obviously, Bristol's known for the two grooves of racing. Of course, they lay that PJ1 on the bottom, so we'll be primarily on the bottom. But throughout the race, it's going to move up a little bit, so that'll be interesting as well. We did not get a chance to test around the top at the test just because there's too many marbles from us running the bottom all day. So that'll be something new for me when we show up there for race day.
Racers say that you can't breathe here. You have to remind yourself to breathe. Have they told you that? Are you all prepared?
We did a couple 40-lap runs at the test, so I kind of got in a good rhythm. I know what to expect when we get into a race. So that was all very helpful. You know, again, the test shortened my learning curve so much going into this race weekend. It would have been a challenging weekend for sure had we not gone and tested.
Yeah. Are you nervous about it? Or are you, this is your, I mean, racers, they don't often admit they are, but young racers sometimes say, yeah, well, you know, I got the butterflies, the good ones. But man, your first Xfinity race of 2018, Roush Fenway Racing, the 60. Qualifying, I assume, is the big question, the number one thing to do, practice and qualify. This track is hard to get around if you don't qualify well.
Yeah, for sure. Track position is key here, you know, especially as the race moves on and the line moves up. It begins to get harder and harder to pass as the race progresses. But I'm really confident going into this weekend. You know, this will be my fourth ever Xfinity race, and this is by far the most confident I've been going into an Xfinity race. And you know, it's my background. It's a short track. Bristol's a little bit different kind of short track, but it's still a short track. It's what I know. It's what I grew up racing, and ready to put those skills to the test this weekend.
I want to bring on Paul Andrews. Here's how this is going to work. I'm going to bring him on, and we'll chat about racing a bit and about you being a Kowicki development driver. Then I'll wish you good luck. Let you go. I'll keep Paul after the break for a bit. But I want to bring on Paul Andrews. Paul, thank you for doing this. I know you're on the way to a racetrack as you manage and crew chief in the ARCA series. But let me ask you this. What do you see in Ty Majeski? And are you, when you think about Alan Kowicki and, of course, being his crew chief, I know he would just be beaming down with pride that he's carried that into getting this start at Bristol.
Hey, Claire. Hey, Ty. Yeah,
hey.
Absolutely. It's a neat deal watching Ty. He's got a lot of talent. You know, with him being from Wisconsin, I thought that was a really neat deal when he won the Kowicki Driver Development Program Championship. And man, he's fast. You know, that's the biggest thing about him. He's got a lot of talent, and he's fast. He wins. You know, I know he'd be really proud of Ty, you know, especially with his engineering background and kind of the way he came up through racing. And you know, I'm looking forward to his start this weekend also, but, you know, this year and his first start at Bristol. Bristol's a track that Alan, you know, really embraced you know, and of course we lost him there too, you know, but I'm looking forward to it. I know Alan would be really proud of him.
Yeah, and Ty, he says you're fast. Describe the feeling of a driver. I mean, do you know you're fast? Do you know how you stack up? I mean, here you have a legendary crew chief saying, man, he's fast. What does that mean to you, Ty?
It means a lot. Paul Andrews obviously has a lot of credibility within the sport of racing. And, you know, I've gotten the chance to work with him a little bit, running a few races over at Cunningham last year. So to have him say that is pretty neat. But go to your question about being fast. I just drive the car to the best of my ability. There's a lot more that goes into being a race car driver than being fast. So those are some of the things I'm learning as well as I move up to the NASCAR ranks. Just learning how to get in and out of pit road. You know, that's crucial these days. And track position is everything. And pit road is an easy place to gain those spots. And that's something I'm going to have to get better at as I roll through my young career.
Very good. He knows what he doesn't know, and he knows what he's got. Paul Andrews, I think it'd be good to ask you, what do you think, when a guy has been on the Ford simulator and the iRacing simulator and has tested but has not raced at Bristol, what would you say would be the things that would be that he'd have to learn or that would be a challenge for a young racer in Xfinity?
Well, I think what Bristol's going to bring him is you know, of course, the PJ1 going down is a kind of a moving target. It sounds like, you know, those are the things that he's gonna have to learn how to deal with. As the groove moves up, he's gonna have to work on that. But I know he's got the talent to do that, and Bristol can bite you any time, really. You know, it is, there's a lot of carnage there sometimes, and sometimes you just run around the bottom or run around the top. So he's just got to be able to deal with it. And he's a smart racer, and I know he'll be able to. handling himself well, but sometimes you just get caught up in somebody else's trouble over there because everything happens so fast.
You got to keep patient, Ty. You got the patience, Majeski?
I hope so. I'm just excited to go there this weekend. I've been waiting the whole first few weeks of this season, going to the debriefs and learning as much as I can about the 60 team and how they operate and how it's been going throughout the season, and just excited to have my shot.
I love that. I'm excited to have my shot. Last thought before I let you go, Paul Andrews, you stay on the line. We'll take a break and come back with Paul. But let me ask you, you know, Jack Roush has seen a lot in you. He has said he has his eye on you. Are you going to be able to come and just have your debut, or do you feel like there's a lot of pressure and eyes on you?
There's always a lot of pressure and eyes on me as, you know, on any young driver trying to make it up through the ranks. You know, Chase Briscoe and Austin Cindric are my teammates, and there's been a lot of eyes on them the first few weeks, and there's going to be a lot of eyes on me at Bristol. But I just take it with the mentality of it's just another race. I've been racing for a long time, and that's just kind of the mentality I go with it. Just take it as another race, do the best I can, work on our car throughout practice, make it better each and every run that we make, and get ourselves a good qualifying effort, and hopefully keep the track position throughout the day and end up with a good top 10 finish.
Well, stories like yours are so great to tell. A promising young hot shoe gets his opportunity. You know it's coming. To follow it through and get to the point where you get in the car, it'll be one of the great stories to follow this weekend. And I'm sure that Alan Kulwicki would be very proud over how it started. And I wish you good luck. And I thank you for coming on tonight. Greatly appreciate it.
Yes, thank you, guys. We'll see you later, Paul. Thanks, Claire.
All right.